proclamation number 6364 dated the September 25th, 1955. Beings from other worlds? There is spiritual contact between the Earth and other worlds as long as it concerns beings of light which influence you on my behalf into taking the right path that leads to me. The world of light constantly endeavors to influence you in a helpful sense. But the forces of darkness, too, use every opportunity to mislead you, to keep you from the path of truth in order to confuse your thoughts. And much will happen, especially during the lost days before the end, which you humans will not be able to explain. Yet always remember that people have to take the path to me without force, that my side will never use phenomena to compel people into believing, even when people experience utmost spiritual distress. Always remember that the world of light works on my instruction, thus it would never do anything of its own accord which does not comply with my will and my wisdom. Therefore, if beings of light consider helping you, they will never choose an appearance which will cause doubt, confusion and questionable results in human beings, but they will always express themselves to people in all clarity, and always such that they can be recognized as sources of light. And then they will always express themselves to those who want to establish spiritual contact for the purpose of spiritual ascent. But they will never exert a disturbing influence by using inexplicable means, for they want to drive out ambiguity. They want to give light and not increase the darkness which is spread by every unnatural phenomenon. Countless beings of light are concerned for your spiritual well-being. Countless spiritual beings want to help you to still find the light before the end. For the end will come without fail, because my love and wisdom also considers the spiritual substances bound in hard matter which one day shall also be released from the solid form. You humans willingly interfere with my natural laws and will thus cause the final work of destruction on this earth yourselves. Nor with the presentation of those who know dissuade you from your intention. Even if the angels from heaven came down to warn you, otherwise I would not constantly have referred to the end through seers and prophets if I had detected even the slightest change of will. Thus, your intention can no longer be prevented, the end will come without fail. And therefore the concern of the spiritual world only ever applies to your soul. And this is attempted by good as well as by evil forces, only in completely different ways. The world of light only ever appeals to your spirit, whereas the world of darkness appeals to your senses. The world of light reveals itself to you in various ways, but always through mediators who, due to their spiritual maturity, are in contact with the beings of light, so that they are then able to pass these revelations on to their fellow human beings. In contrast, the world of darkness expresses itself directly. It addresses people at random, it finds belief with its own followers and causes confusion with others, and no positive results will come to light. No definite divine manifestation of strength will be recognizable, but constant questioning, constant ambiguity can be observed wherever evil powers are at work. But whatever comes from above, whatever originates from me or the world of light on my orders will always spread light. And only by the light will you humans be able to recognize the working of the light, but then you will no longer question but know. Amen.